gotta do.
Let me see now.
Well, that's one of the questions a little bit farther down the line. Yeah. Maybe we better wait till the train gets by.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the first question says, what do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
Now, you mean, let me get...
Well, see, now, let me come over here where you can probably hear me a little better. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? You might say, I expect to see him later this... What? Would you say, I expect to see him later this...
Oh. I'd say late in the evening.
Okay, fine.
That's right.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
First come up?
Uh-huh.
I call it, if it's sunrise or 6.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it goes down about 6:30.
Okay. And let's see, when the sun disappears, you say sunset, or do you say sundown, or what do you say for that time of day when the sun disappears?
Disappear?
Yeah.
Sundown. That's right.
Okay, well now when the sun comes up, do you say sunrise or sun?
Sunrise.
Sunrise.
That's right.
Okay. Now let's see, if there's been a big storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun's just about to come out, we say that the weather is?
Breaking up.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, good. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Oh. When the rain just comes as hard,
just for a little while.
I call it a hard shower.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and also something else, Ed, is if I ask you one of these things and you don't have a word for it, then you tell me, because that's just as important as if
I knew
you
what
do.
Doing.
So you'd be sure to tell me. Now, here we go again. What do you call the shelf of a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. You already told me that. Some of them come through better than others.
That's right.
And yours comes through as well. Okay, let's see. What do you call the things that you put the logs on in a fireplace?
What lady wood on there?
Uh-huh.
I call them fire dough.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Ladder.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Fat ladder.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes in?
You cut off a little place to hang clothes.
Yeah.
Like
what do you call it?
Call it clothes girl.
Okay, fine.
That's right.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, like these boards? What do you call them?
That's a outside ceiling.
Outside ceiling? Okay. Let me see where I am. What do you call this place right here that we're sitting on now?
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that often doesn't have any roof on it? Do you have a word for that?
Oh, well, it ain't got no roof on top?
Yeah.
It's a porch, but it just ain't got no roof on top.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are put before they're milked? Not the barn now, but you know, you drive the cows into a fenced area.
A pen?
Yeah.
This is a pen.
Okay. What do you call you don't have these things. These questions were made up by people in North Georgia,
that's
and some of these things just don't have them.
That's right.
What are some different kinds of wood fences?
Wood fences?
Uh-huh.
It used to be rail fences.
Uh-huh.
But now, they got wire fences.
Yeah.
Put posts down and stretch the wire.
Uh-huh. Well, are there any other kind of wood fences besides rail fences and the wire fences? Or is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. I imagine around here most of them are wire now.
That's right.
Because the wire doesn't rot.
That's right.